This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Lance Kennington, PhD animal nutritionist with CHS. Lance, this time of year, mineral needs for cows are incredibly important. Why is that?
Right now, we're approaching the start of the spring calving season, and minerals, the foundation of on which everything we do with the cow is built, including health, growth, calf development, and immunity. And we want the cow to have everything she needs to develop, to give birth to, and to raise a strong calf. And a solid mineral program is the basis for that.
And if you want a strong calf, of course, you need quality colostrum. How does mineral impact colostrum in mama cows?
Colostrum is important in all species of animals, but it's especially important in cattle because calves are born with no functioning immune system. And so colostrum is how the cow transfers immunity to the calf. And so vitamins, minerals, protein, energy, they're all essential for the immunoglobulins, which are the structures that are used to transfer immunity to form. And they're then transferred to the calf in the first 12 hours of their lives through the colostrum. So it's very important that these develop properly and that we get a good amount of them. And so quality and quantity are both important at this time, and minerals and are critical for all that.
So Lance, minerals definitely matter at calving time to get that calf off to a strong start. Do you recommend mineral feeding throughout the year when it's not calving season?
Yes, very much so. Minerals is critical to many functions in the cow, including immunity, growth, lactation, tissue repair, rebreeding, and digestion. And cows need to have mineral all year to help them put on body condition and then recover from birth, rebreed, produce milk for the calf, and also to maintain pregnancy. And so if we neglect to feed mineral, we'll be compromising these critical functions and won't be able to express the animal's full genetic potential.
Lance, what advice would you give to ranchers who are looking to improve their mineral nutrition program?
Yeah, so every operation in the United States is deficient in minerals or something. And so the first thing to do is have your forages tested for trace mineral content and also their macro mineral content. You'll also want to test for antagonists like sulfur, iron, and molybdenum that can interfere with the absorption and utilization of some minerals. So we need to know where we stand with those on every operation to make the proper mineral program. In the Northern Plains and the Pacific Northwest, where we do most of our business, we have areas that are toxic in selenium as well as other places that are deficient in selenium. So knowing where you stand on your feed resource is very important in developing the right program that fits your operation and your cow herd. So that's the first thing that we need to do is test the feed resource. The second, we'll want to test your water, as it can also contain antagonists to minerals, which interfere with their absorption. They also tell us the hardness and salinity in the water. If you have moderate levels of salt in your water and high salt content in your mineral, you won't get a consistent intake of your mineral. The cows won't want to eat, and we need to get it in them to get it to do the good that it needs. We are also faced with a very high sulfur content in our water, and sulfur is always a big problem with mineral nutrition. So we need to know if we have a problem with sulfur in the water to help tailor a program that fits that particular operation. Third, you need to make sure you keep mineral in front of them all of the time and that you accurately monitor their intake so adjustments can be made. And if the cows aren't eating it, then the mineral program isn't doing you any good. So, you know, the most important message is feed the right mineral at the right time in the right amount.
That is the key, folks. We've been talking with Lance Kennington, PhD, animal nutritionist with CHS. And Lance, thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you.
And folks, thank you for joining us here around the table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.